This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as
0484 10 1045. That is the burner phone. Welcome to the podcast. Text us anytime. If we can't get it to it during the show, we'll get to it during the podcast. We might have to rename it the Poodcast today because we're starting with farting. Thanks to you,
often Margaret. Often it's because they can't, they're too busy and they wait until they settle down and they send us a text like...
You're talking about farting or texting?
Trent from Audley, a delayed fart and laugh. Hey, Trent from Audley says, I had a laugh at Corey's fart this morning. We don't need to reset it, it's in the podcast.
Sounded like this.
Yeah. Big one, wasn't it?
Reminded me of my daughter's christening. I'd had a few beers with my brother the night before, and when I'd been over to dip my daughter's head in the holy water, an almighty and unholy fart slipped out.
Maybe one of these?
Or Sunday
it's in a
morning.
No, churchy.
Did it echo in a church?
Higher.
Sunday morning.
Again? Oh, so you reckon he's clenching?
Yeah. Oh, pardon.
And as the Lord said,
the holy brown ghost slipped out.
Excuse I.
Pardon.
Oh, Jesus.
How about Byron? From Mitchelton, I feel Corey's pain.
Yeah.
I was a little nervy when doing my truck driving test last year when I put my foot down on the clutch and I accidentally lit one rip.
Oh.
The truck noise drowned out the sound of my fart, but the smell could have killed a black dog.
How does that go? Is that on the form?
The smell could have killed a black dog. I've never heard that.
Oh, haven't you? It's a great story.
Why a black dog?
Oh, brown. It's sometimes a brown dog, but a black dog just, like, yeah, stinky dogs, no, they don't care.
A rough dog.
They smell other dogs' arseholes, and that fart bothered him. And I think that's...
Maybe we need to talk about this again in the morning. Farts are funny.
I think so.
I accidentally let one rip in a yoga class once. That was fun.
Margo, you and I are both 38. As you approach 40, don't you notice that they don't ask for permission anymore?
No, just come.
I went, because we're on the other side of the building now.
Who doesn't ask? Farts?
Yeah, they don't knock on the door anymore. They just let themselves out. So I went to run to the kitchen, and as I took off, I just... and I looked around, and luckily no one was there, but no
Marto
permission.
Marto lets them rip in here all the time.
Well, he
apologised yesterday.
I don't even know. Don't even realise.
Do I?
My hearing's gone as well.
I hate it when you do one accidentally. It just falls out, Daniel. It doesn't even ask permission to come.
Yeah.
And you're with company and you don't know if it's going to be a smelly one or not. And you're like, oh, thank God that was quiet. And then you're oh, shit, hang
you
on.
You keep walking.
And
then
you wait for the smell and then you're like, oh, no, I can't smell anything. I'm good. I'm safe.
Those days when you don't wear undies, you've been for a swim or whatever and you haven't got undies on, that you've got to get moving quickly.
Yeah, that's weird. So, okay, right.
Hey, listen. Well, what we need to talk to...
Shaking out the bottom of the pants.
Need to talk to mechanics. Because they understand seals, and that's what it is.
Oh, the seals,
the push.
The sphincter.
Is there an operation where you get a new rub up inserted into your...
The sphincter muscle.
Yeah,
just stretched over time.
Yeah, perhaps that's what it is.
You can get it bleached. I'm sure you could get it replaced. Just tightened.
Bleaching it would kind of ruin the elasticity and the tension.
Yeah, that's right. Have you
it?
Ever seen what happens when you leave rubber out in the sun?
Yeah.
It all perishes.
Cracks. This is the shuttle.
You've got a perished ass.
This is Challenger, the O-rings.
That's
right. Maybe someone might have got a fissure in one.
Oh, God.
You know, the little cut from pushing your poo.
Fissure.
Pushing your poo out too hard.
Jesus.
You don't want a fissure in your O-ring.
You don't want a fissure.
Oh, hello. You're still on the
fissure or a hemorrhoid.
Oh, we've gone a bit far here.
They pop out.
Hey, here's one.
A little grapey.
You copped a fair smacking at the end of the show with
Did
you
I?
Had to be there. As in people sharing too many things that no one else wants to
that
see.
It was very aggressive. It was a very aggressive attack on my mental health.
Let's go to Lee from Greenbank, though. Can we have an armistice on gym pics? I get it's January and you're kicking the year off trying to lose weight, but no one gives a shit how many calories you burnt or how inspired you feel. Let me eat my potato chips and down half a carton of beer in peace. Thank you, Lee.
Hey, just before we go quickly, I just want to quickly extend. You're going to listen to our chat with Scott Phillips in the podcast, and I didn't get to extend on it because... Motley Fool. We were running out of time. But we were talking about interest rates, and he was just talking about how it is going to get really, really hard. And I know our blokes put so much pressure on themselves and then added financial pressure and stresses. He does say that there is hope and that you have options and choices. Please don't go taking your own lives if you're finding that there is a little bit of pressure. I just wanted to make mention of that because I know it happens. And suicide is really high in the demographic of our listeners. Our blokes, you've got to look after yourselves and it's okay to ask for help. That's all. And
Jeez,
Scott
really
just,
dragged the podcast
Scott
down
just
now.
Really
We've
enforced.
Gone from farts to suicide.
Wow.
He really enforced that there are options. Just go into your bank, talk to your broker or your manager or the branch manager and just say, hey, look, I'm struggling. I don't know how I'm going to make ends meet at the moment. What can we do? You know, there are options.
Yeah, Beyond Blue, not the solution for that one. If you need financial help, Scotty tells you exactly where to go and people can be there to help you.
Good one. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane
has.
Big news coming through overnight. Wally Lewis will no longer be presenting the sports news on Channel 9 Queensland Nightly News Bulletin. Yeah, rugby league model stepping down effective immediately, citing health reasons as a major consideration.
He said he's still going to be working for Channel 9 and other platforms and areas.
That's what they all say.
Do they?
My health has made decisions for me in the past, so it's my turn to make decisions for my health.
He's been putting himself first.
Yeah.
How long has he been doing it?
Putting his health first.
No, doing the job.
He's doing the job since 1999. Joined the network. Yeah, after retiring from playing the game in 1992.
23 years.
You know, he worked here for a while. Yeah, he was a sales rep at Triple M. While he was still playing in the
late
80s.
What?
Selling, well, he'd normally just go play golf. Mainly playing golf with clients, as far as I can gather.
That's what they all do.
Like in the late 80s and stuff like the early 90s, pretending to sell air, as in ads, then he'd just go and
play golf
and lunch.
Hmm.
So Wally...
stepping down from the chair.
There'll never be another Wally. There will never be another Wally in the Origin arena, and there'll never be another Wally reading the news.
There's certainly going to be plenty of champions on show there. Yeah.
You wear it well, Wally.
Without.
Thank you.
Is that chemistry?
How are they going to replace that chemistry between the hosts?
It's incredible.
Well, when they used to hand off to each other, it was like beautiful gears in a Formula One car just mixing. It was so fluid.
It was music.
It was incredible. Mm. It was incredible.
It was beautiful to hear the tones of his voice, because not only was he a great footballer, he sings too, Marto, doesn't he?
Well, he sang most nights on the news, and that's what we'll miss the most. There's no one else did this.
Suncorp Stadium is one of the best drainage grounds in the country, designed to handle 100 millimetres of rain every hour.
Millimetres of rain. So who's going to replace him? That's the big question now. They'll announce in the next few weeks.
Who's the other?
Is Jimmy Barnes available? Is Daryl Braithwaite available? Guy Sebastian, is he part of the Channel 9 stable?
Channel 7. The Voice. Mm.
What about Bernard?
What about Dobbo? Dobbo's the sports guy there. You know that.
Can he sing?
They do a lot of crosses.
Can Dobbo sing?
Back and forth to each other. But with gear like this, Dobbo should have the job.
It was a good performance.
Preformance.
Ah. Oh, you're referring to Wally deliberately stuffing up occasionally just to see if we're paying attention.
And again, I don't know too many people that like liking all of them.
There's that chemistry again.
With gear like that, Joe Biden could get a gig.
Biden's being Biden's being an extremist.
Keep an eye out.
Love you, Ollie. We're going to miss you.
How about a cross promote between here and Channel 9? Our very own Margot Parker with gear like this.
I've got ski gear. I don't even snow.
Oh, my God. Shut you're up. On.
Or Greg, she can cover multiple countries in one word.
Germany
and Brazil.
I'd come very handy in the World Cup.
Oh, God.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbaners.
Talking about Australian Open, and we may as well, this will probably be our last time we'll talk about it because there's no more Australians left in the singles. Mm. They're all people from faraway lands.
Who shall you be rooting for now?
Not really. I saw a kid yesterday, hold on, Shelton. He was only 20 years of age. While there were 2 5 centres on yesterday, you were watching one because our producer had a multi on the one and he lost it, which was good because gambling's bad.
Ruined it for him.
Whatever the other guy. I was watching another one.
If we talk gambling, Marto, we just should quickly...
Get a dog up you.
Play the experience.
Oh, you can bet on that. But Djokovic will win it, I guess, unless that hamstring plays up. Want to talk about the women's side, which we haven't discussed because...
We don't know anyone.
The number one seed's gone, number two seed's, there's no one left.
Who's the rich girl you were talking about yesterday?
Pedula.
She's still there?
Let's talk about her. Buffalo Bills, and they end up getting beaten by the Cincinnati Bengals out of the playoffs in the NFL. Her dad owns the Buffalo Bills, and I told you, her dad outbid Donald Trump when he was trying to buy the Buffalo Bills, so he's got some dough. Apparently, he's a gas type of guy.
Yeah, oil and gas.
I don't think he just owns a servo and fills up LPG 8.5 litre bottle. No, he has got a swap and go. He owns proper gas. So she's interesting, that Pegula. But apart from that, I want to talk about who she's about to play in the quarterfinals. Victoria Azarenka.
I know her.
You know, that name rings a bell, doesn't it? All right. Hasn't been around for a while.
She's the noisy one.
She's screamer.
She's the screamer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been years since we've heard the Screamer, and you go, where's she been? She won yesterday, so she's into the quarterfinal against the billionaire's daughter. Mm. And you go, where's Azarenka been? Because she was number one in the world in the mid-2010s.
Do you want some actuality of her?
That is a goat.
That is a screaming goat
falling off a mountain.
Like a plover.
All right, Victoria. Now listen, and you go, where's she been then? She's now 33 years of age. She's got a six-year-old son.
Well, good on her. She's been a mum.
A soccer mum. He's a soccer player. She went and became a soccer mum.
Jeez, that's a commitment.
The bloke who donated the sperm for this six-year-old son wouldn't let him go. A
lot of sperm chat on the show.
A lot of sperm chat.
Did she use a donor?
No. She made love to him at times, I think. No, but
she didn't select him out of a spreadsheet over a glass of wine.
But listen, she didn't want to live in. He lived in America, and she didn't want to. Apparently, they had a 2-year custody battle.
Oh,
she's trying to run her tennis career and couldn't leave. Would not leave California because some law. She wasted 2 years of her tennis career fighting for her little son.
Wow.
Little Leo, there
she
he is.
She could still
there.
Play tennis there, though, couldn't she?
Do you like kids in sunglasses?
Oh, he's cute.
He's a speed dealer, I think, is he?
I don't like kids
in
sunglasses.
Do you like 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds in sunglasses?
Not in those ones.
No. But then my daughter got a pair she got those pit vipers, like the mirrored blue ones that wrap the whole way around your face.
Speed dealer.
Yeah, okay. She got a pair for Christmas.
So she's got this, as her anchor, hasn't been playing much tennis, but, she's got resilience, she's got toughness. As a mother, you develop some real inner toughness. She's got to play the billionaire today or tomorrow, the billionaire's
entitled.
Daughter. Spoiled. That's right, spoiled.
Doesn't have the guts, maybe,
okay.
to get
Did
all the way
Did you know
through.
That she's already won the Australian Open twice in 2012 and 2013?
I didn't know that.
And I go back to it because you know who she was going out with then? She's now a single woman with a... she's a single mum these days. You know who she was going out with then?
Who?
Red Foo from LMFAO.
Oh, LMFAO. Champagne showers.
This, when she was winning tennis, she was rooting this bloke.
And I know it.
He's got passion in his pants and he knows it.
Speaking of useless glasses, Red Foo was leading that charge. He didn't even have a lens in there.
Was he useless? Do you know what happened to him? Of course, it's Invasion Day Eve, so it's appropriate. Australians will us rejoice.
We are one.
And free. Hey, listen, tomorrow night on, I think it's on ABC TV, I don't know what time, check your local guides, but they start handing out the awards, the big awards.
What awards?
The Australian Day Awards.
Oh.
You win one. Have we got any award music?
Do you mean like the Australian of the Year awards?
Yeah, Australian of the Year.
That's one of them.
Young Australian of the Year.
So will Dylan Alcott no longer be our fearless leader anymore?
No,
will be delegated.
Gets handed over to somebody else.
Grace Tam, however, gave it to Dylan Alcott.
That's
Dylan
right.
Alcott will now give it to somebody else.
Ned Brockman.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Of course.
You called it.
Of course.
Mm. Well, sure. Is he a contender?
He'd have to be. He captured the imagination
of
the entire
nation. Is it too late in the year?
Who are the nominees? I'm going to do some research.
Can you check that out while I text? Because I've got enormous news. Can you check out some real stuff? A mate from Ipswich sent me a note the other day going they announced the Ipswich. They already announced there the Ipswich Australia Day Senior Citizen of the Year.
That
senior.
Might be the most specific award I've ever heard of. What is it? The Senior Ipswichian Australian of the Year.
Ipswich Senior Citizen of the Year for Australia Day. Yeah, for the Australia Day Awards. You ready?
Yeah.
Rita Langer. Ring a bell.
Relation to?
Alan Langer's mum. My God. Rita's 88 years of age.
How
She's
tall?
Still serving it. Oh, Rita wouldn't hit 5 foot. 133.53 if anyone's got any further. If anyone's ever stood next to Rita, Alfie towers over and Alfie's 5'5". So Rita would be 5'1", I'll give her.
Just an update on Brockman.
Still working. Yeah, you got an update on Brockman.
You're right.
Not
too late
finalist.
In the year, not nominated, so he might be next year.
No, well, he'll miss out because everyone won't remember the bloke who ran. What's the name of the bloke who ran across Australia? I can't remember.
You know
it was too long ago.
He'll have to do it again
and run
back the other way.
There's like 32 of them across four.
Any big names?
But Australian of the
what
Year,
are the,
former
what are the
Socceroos
categories?
And human rights activist Craig Foster.
Oh, God. No, stop
the
right
silver
there.
Silver Fox.
Yeah,
William Barton
there.
Is
no,
a proud
no.
Kalkadunga man,
no,
a multi-instrumentalist, folk artist, didgeridoo player.
They're the woke awards. What we've got is the senior citizen. Robinson of Ipswich Award for Rita Langer. More than 50 years she's been working in the North Tigers tuck shop canteen and also at the Saddler's Crossing tuck shop. She's been feeding young Aussies and I believe she wins it. You guys are too young. When were you born again? 85?
Four for me.
Do you remember the Tip Top ad? Alan Langer just doesn't do height for hire ads. He used to do Tip Top ads.
Good on your mum. Tip Top's the one. Good on your mum.
Have you ever heard this one? I think this one ad of the year in the mid-90s. This is Alan and his mother, Rita, at her peak.
My mum makes me a lot of things I don't want to. So I'll grow up big and strong. But she doesn't have to force me to eat Tip Top White High Five because it's just like any other white bread. But it's got 60% more fibre, so it's better for me.
Have you finished your lunch, Alfie?
Yes, Mum.
Huh? We can go out and play then.
Thanks, Mum.
There he goes out and scores a try against New Zealand.
That is
goal!
Now, was that Rita?
Hey?
Was that Rita?
Was that actually Rita's
voice?
Well,
that was her. I don't know what her voice. Why?
Do you reckon she got dubbed?
Nah.
Oh, I don't know.
I've never actually had a conversation with her. Why?
Doesn't sound like.
I go out and play, Alfie.
Mum. There's something weird
what
about
do
that
you
audio.
Got?
Mardo, I know you have a love.
I'm wrapping up Australia
for entomology.
Oh, have you got an
from the
got
ACT?
An expert?
I've got a nominee finalist. Olympia Yaga is an insect farming pioneer.
What's she growing?
She has developed an innovative waste management system that uses maggots to process food waste and reduce greenhouse gases.
God, if she doesn't win it, nothing says Australia.
Like maggots.
Like maggots.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as.
Marto, Margo and Dan with you on your Tuesday morning, 104.5 Triple M. Possible shower today, head for a top of 30 degrees. Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets, 7:20 a.m. But we need you on the burner phone, 0484 101045. If you've got questions, maybe you're quite nervous around rising interest rates, we're going to talk to our man Scotty Phillips, the Chief Investment Officer at Motley Fool, in just a second.
We might not get him on for a couple of secs, so 133353 if you know anything about it. But quite simply, there was an amazing article in the papers on the weekend about these fixed interest rate rises, fixed interest rates, a lot of them are due this year, and what's going to happen? People are going to go, "Oh, I was on 2.4%. Look how good that was for 3 years or 5 years fixed."
So you can
a lot
lock
of them
in,
are due
Greg.
This year. You locked
just to
in,
explain it. You can lock that in with
and
your
you
bank,
weren't, and you weren't, and you were immune to the government, to the Reserve Bank of Australia lifting your interest rates each month, which they'll do next Tuesday, and they'll do a month after that. It's going to keep on going up. Everyone who had fixed rates going, "Oh, I'm immune to that." Well, apparently it's about to come to an end, and what they're saying is it'll mean that people, there'll be this cliff, and mortgages will just go, everyone will go, "I can't afford it," and it will give up, and real estate will go over
a
cliff.
So their fixed rate will move to the variable rate, which is about 5%. So it'll go from 2.5%, so it'll double essentially.
It will almost triple. Actually, here he is, Scott Phillips. Chief.
Guys, good morning.
Oh, sorry, mate. God, I was going to have to carry the can there and explain the whole.
How'd we go, Scott, with that explanation?
Am I close?
Mate, I'm done. I'll leave you guys to it. I'm going to go off and I'm going to copy. See you guys.
Come on, help us out here. Have you heard this story about fixed rates all being due?
I have. In fact, I've written about it in the past because I think it's a real issue that we need to be very careful of, both individually for your listeners, but also for the economy, for the housing market. Now, I'm not a doom and gloom guy. You know that. Yep. So it's more a warning than a prediction. I just want to be really clear on that one. But, mate, it's a really big potential deal. We know. So here's the thing. People are already paying those higher rates, right? So everyone on a variable mortgage is saying, "What are you guys whinging at? I'm paying that now. It hurts like hell, but I'm paying it. What are you complaining about?" And this is human nature, our human behavior. It's the boiling frog thing. You know, the rest of us have been boiled slowly, right? Rates go up by 0.25%, then 0.25%, then 0.5%, then 0.25%. And we kind of cut back and paid it. The people who are going to roll over on this, on an average mortgage, up to $1,500 a month additional, right? In one fell swoop. So whatever you're paying on your mortgage for, today, all of a sudden tomorrow morning, the bank says, "Actually, I'd like another $1,500, please." And not just now, but next month and the month after.
Hold on.
So
just to put that in, that's the average in Australia or Queensland. Yep. That's the average in Australia.
Average in Australia, it's not much less in Queensland. You guys know you're paying $1 squillion as well for housing. Yeah. It's a little bit less, but not much.
So nearly $400 a week, people who are on a fixed rate, this is going to happen this year at some stage when their fixed rate expires.
Correct. Now, again, some are paying less than that. This is it. Well, so here's the thing. Some people already are, right? So I want to be really clear. You know, if you got an average mortgage and it wasn't fixed, your variable's gone up slowly to the same level. So you're already paying that. You're looking around saying, yep, "Don't stop, it's not whinging you, buggers. I'm already paying that." The problem is it's the all at once problem. When people who've been saying, "I'm okay, Jack, I'm on fixed," yeah, right, then it changes. The dollar value is the same either way. And yes, they've actually saved money for the last 18 months, 2 years, because they haven't had to pay those higher rates. But most of us, you know, we can find an extra, you know, $80 one month, another $80 the next month, and we can kind of, you know, slowly get there. If someone, yeah, all of a sudden said to you tomorrow morning, hey, you know the standard of living you've got, cut it back by $1,500 in a single month.
Wow.
That's the real pain. I think that's, and look, some people are paying more. This is the average mortgage, right? Some are paying less, which is great. Other people with a mortgage is a little bit bigger, they're going to find $2,000 or $2,500. And that, you know, think about that in 1 month. Now, annualize that, by the way. If that, I mean, most people know that $1,500 a month is a squillion, but that's $18,000 a year, and that's after tax.
Yeah.
Now, yep, if you're paying, you know, 30% tax, whatever you're paying, that's a, you know, $25,000 a year, effectively pay cut, right? So that's why this is so important. I am really hopeful that most people have seen it coming, have planned appropriately, all that kind of good stuff. But we had up to, during 2020 and 2021, up to 45% of loans were fixed. So this is the sheer weight of loans that will change sometime this year. Correct. Sometime this year, we'll see those go back from fixed to variable, and all of a sudden it's a massive wake-up call for a lot of people, some of whom will simply say, I just can't do that. I don't know how to do it. I'm not sure I can do it. And by the way, there's two impacts here. One is the housing market, right?
Yep.
Maybe they can do it, and maybe they – so if they can't do it, they're going to have to sell the house. The bank's going to knock on the door and say, guys, time to leave. The other thing about to think about this, though, is the broader economy, right? So not only does the $1,500 have to be found, but it's got to be found from somewhere else. So let's say they can make those repayments. All of a sudden, the local restaurant, the coffee shop, the menswear shop, the you know, JB Hi-Fi or whatever, there's less money you can spend in those places because the money's going to the
mortgage. But isn't that the point, Scotty? That's what they're trying to achieve to push down the rate of inflation, right? They're trying to bring down prices on things, hence they're locking up all of our cash.
So people will sell cars as well, won't they?
Yep. Yeah, and this is the thing. I mean, so yes, they are trying to get us to stop spending, and that's absolutely true. The problem with the RBA is they like doing it in small increments, right? They want to just dial it up a little bit more, because it not only lessens the pain for the payer, but as you say, it lessens the pain for the retailers and that sort of stuff. This one fell swoop issue where it's like, whoops, either I can or I can't afford it. And by the way, the money I was spending, I was going out every week spending, you know, 100 at the local or you know, on dinner or something.
Yeah.
That restaurant's not going to have people wandering into it. The local publican's going to have to make do. And so that happening all of a sudden, it's the big shock effects that tend to be the ones that economists worry about for exactly that reason.
So, Scott, outside of knowing what your debt is and then being comfortable with it, there's perhaps the options to refinance and then shop around at different banks. They're always good suggestions when people are needing to, you know, find some extra cash somewhere. People with multiple properties are going to maybe potentially have to sell, but people who only have one property, what position are they left in if they can't afford?
Yeah, so look, here's the thing. You should be able to do the maths now. Jump on a calculator, find out what the variable rate is, and just really work out whether you can afford it or not. If you can't, this is the tough love time, Margo, because this is where I say, if you don't think you can make those repayments, the time to act is right now. Right. Literally go to the bank manager and say, mate, I'm in some dramas here. When this resets, I think I'm in trouble. What options do I have? You don't wait. If they call you, you're already on the, you know, it's a little
on their
couple
list.
Minutes to midnight, right?
Foot.
Yeah. Get to them early and say, look, here's some dramas. Here's what I've got. The other thing, by the way, there's a whole lot of free, don't pay for it, free financial counsellors, often NGO, non-government organisations or government-provided counsellors who can actually help you through your options. So I know, like, you know, here's the thing. If you get in trouble, you put your head in the sand, you hope it goes away, you kind of hum to yourself and don't listen, fingers in the ears, you really, really, really need to get ahead of this one.
You need
because
to be
you
proactive.
Can, there are options, right? And I know it's scary and I know you wish it wasn't true and all that sort of stuff, but you've got to be proactive. You've got to go and speak to someone because the other thing, by the way, is rates will come down eventually too. So this is not a permanently high rate. I think in the fullness of time, maybe even this year, we might start seeing some declines towards the end. But you've got to get on. Exactly. You've got to be around.
Here's some of these questions, mate. This is on the burner phone. Scotty from Kalanga says, is it still worth trying to get a fixed rate loan now?
You're not going to get a great rate. So for most people, the answer is no. If you can find a spectacularly great fixed rate, then by all means lock it in, but that's not around. The one exception probably for most people is if you just need the financial or emotional security of knowing exactly what you're paying, a bit like people did, you know, a couple of years ago, then, you know, if it makes sense for you emotionally, psychologically, then do it. If you know that this is the amount you're paying, that can be useful for some people. The reality is the fixed rates at the moment are as high or higher than the variable rates. Right. I wouldn't do it, but I can't give personal advice, of course.
Scotty Phillips, Chief Investment Officer at Motley Fool. If you want to talk to him, 0484 10 1045. That's the number. Anthony from Jacobs Well has texted. Mate, he said, if I'm looking to buy, am I best to get in now before rates go up or hold off in the hope of housing prices going down?
This is the $60 question. The honest answer is nobody knows. And so, I don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know what's going to happen next. And if I pretended I would, I'd be doing you a massive disservice.
Depends on the market too, Scotty, right? Brisbane's different to Sydney. It's different to Karratha.
And even the suburb and the house, right? If someone else's misfortune, but if you can find someone who's a desperate seller, you might get a great price. If you go and pay top dollar because you fall in love with their house, then you're going to pay top dollar in whatever market. So you're absolutely right. If it's a house to live in, if you like the house, if you can afford the repayments, you know, be there for, you know, a lot of time, then buy the right house for you and your family. Maybe the prices fall. They've already come down about 8% or so. My guess is they'll probably keep falling. So if you wanted to wait, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but there's every chance I'm wrong and they could go up. So just keep that in mind.
Scott, would you recommend if people do have a little bit of cash lying around, which they seem to do because they haven't stopped spending, would it be best to put it into a house and get into the real estate market now, or do they put it into like an offset account against their loan that they've currently got?
That's a great question. So offsets are great, except they can be tempting, right? It's the piggy bank that you kind of know is in the, you can see it out the corner of your eye, and you can go and use that for the holiday, the car, the computer, the renovation, the whatever, right? So why do banks like offsets? They like offsets because we tend to use that money. Otherwise, we paid off the mortgage, right? And why do we like offsets? Because we know we can get the money if we need to. So it's a bit of a deal with the devil. Offsets are great for every bit of cash you've got because it simply lowers your interest, as long as you are super disciplined. If you're someone who sticks to a budget, offsets are great. If you know you're not going to stick to a budget,
Margo's shaking her head, Scotty.
Right. So put it off.
It was actually Thomas from Mount Warren Park.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It'll end up in the hands of Louis Vuitton if it's a
nice. You're the best, Scott.
Thanks, Scotty. Mate, it's all thanks, too confusing Dave. For me. I'm going to take it all and put it in Bitcoin. Well done. Thanks for the chat.
Oh, dear. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Scotty. If you want to hear more from Scotty, of course, you can listen on the Listener app. LISTNR. Search that. Motley Fool podcast. The Chief Investment Officer over there at Motley
Fool. Economics for idiots, isn't it?
And we are the idiots. Well done, Scotty.
Motto, Margo and Dan on Triple.
Hey, listen, in terms of expert, the flying kangaroo, the Qantas.
Oh, Qantas.
Another problem.
What are they up to?
The fifth time in a week.
Qantas passengers have spoken of their anger and frustration over yet another mid-flight incident. This time, a plane from Fiji was forced to turn around after smoke from an oven spread through the cabin.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, piss week, Qantas. This is the fifth turnaround in a week. What is going on?
What have been all the other ones? I saw the one where the engine stopped working and they were flying for a bit, and then mayday, 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 because planes, they don't call mayday unless it's serious and they're going down.
That, and there was something else, and then there was this, Jesus. And now the oven. Fair dinkum Qantas, I remember. What?
I got a fix. What have we been talking about this entire year off air? Ovens are out.
Air fryers are in.
Thank you. We need air fryers
on planes. These are complex pieces of machinery, these planes. Some of them are getting a little bit old. There's millions of pieces of moving parts. Mm. Have a go, Qantas.
Get it together.
Don't give up like Ash Barty. Keep flying through. Come on.
The cabin's filled with smoke, Greg. Push.
Keep going.
Push. Open
Everyone
a window.
Blow.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as...
Marto, when we weren't talking to the people of Brisbane yesterday and we were listening to the songs in between, you took a phone call from your beautiful wife, A.A. Kath. You have
Nurse Ratchet. For 6 weeks she nursed me back to health over the holidays.
She's an incredible woman, not only just for looking after you for 6 weeks, but for putting up with you for how long have you guys been together, like 35 years or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Incredible effort. Well done, Kath. She's listening.
But it's not our anniversary, so she doesn't deserve it.
No, you took a phone call from her and you said... Don't put it in the dryer.
Have you ever heard me yell at her before?
No, never.
I never yell at my wife.
But you were like really quick to, don't do that. What happened? What did she put in the dryer? Because...
All right. My
you seemed very concerned.
I've got my bad leg. If everyone doesn't know, total knee reconstruction, it's just about better. I've started walking again. But I need to wear a stocking over it to keep the pressure on it until it's
compression.
Better. Compression stocking.
I know, I'm looking at the bottom of your shoe. You've got it up on the desk with a pillow underneath.
I know, that's how we roll.
We're effectively sitting on the ground like we're having a Japanese dinner.
I'm sorry.
Because Greg's made us lower than pneumatic
desk. The whole studio is that what this is really about? We've had to retransform the whole studio to cope with my
leg. If we sound too relaxed today, it's because we're effectively lying on the ground.
My feet are actually touching the floor. It's the first time in 4 years.
Okay. All right.
But no, she put your compression stocking.
And you what? She not.
In the dryer.
My beautiful wife, Kath, knows never to put. I don't want anything that I own ever to go in the dryer. Mm. Nothing I own ever, ever in the dryer.
I feel your
pain. Yeah, once she put a T-shirt, I ended up looking like,
But it's not just wives that do that. It's husbands too, because my husband does washing in our house. And the other day I pulled out two dresses that were linen and one of my daughter's dresses, and they were like the size of small people clothes.
Hold on, out of the washing machine or the dryer?
Dryer.
See, he's obviously grown up with the dryer. My mum never used the dryer. I don't think we owned a dryer, so I'm a clothesline man.
And it's that conundrum of, do I criticise him because he's actually done the washing and I don't want to have a go at him because I don't want him to not do it.
Yeah, that's right.
But I also don't want him to put my clothes in the dryer because it shrinks them and then I have to go and buy more. So to do him a service, I said, if you keep putting my clothes in the dryer, I'm going to have to keep buying some more. And he was very quick to say, oh, I won't do that again.
I think he set the dryer on fire. Immediately.
Right. Now, listen, this leads to a wider-ranging deal is... what are you banned from? Because I've banned Kath from mowing. I've never spoken about it. She had the catcher on zero, so she had the mower on zero. So I ended up just dirt where there was lawn. It only lasted for about 15 metres and she was doing the right thing, going, I'll help you out here, son, and mowing, and she didn't realise what the...
It's like when you forget to put a blade on the clippers and you run it through your hair.
That's right.
You just had a patch.
That's right. Kath banned for me before, as soon as we started living together, a long time ago, banned me from ever touching her, washing any of her clothes.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that's
the white colour thing and all her undies were...
red.
Were, but
pink.
They ended up grey.
Grey
colour. Blue, yeah.
Sometimes a denim. New pair of denim jeans. They say, just a little tip here for anyone washing at home, a cup of salt. In with your first jean wash, holds the colour in.
Jeez.
So your black, you know, when your black goes really distressed and discoloured,
you can actually get colour patches too that absorb.
It's amazing. It took until 7:38 to learn something on the show this morning.
You can also get those colour sheets. So if you accidentally mix the colour, you throw in one of the sheets and then it takes the colour away. But Corey's banned.
A boring chat, isn't
Corey
it?
Corey is
we done
banned
here?
From. Well, this is relatable. There's couples at home going, "You're not allowed to
drive my car.
There you go.
Because you wrecked the drove away with the handbrake. Oh, this isn't personal, of course.
You leave the handbrake on.
She again?
Oh, when they're parking and hit the gutters.
Hit the gutter.
Oh, geez.
Don't scratch my rims. Yeah. It's number one. But Corey's now banned from washing any of my clothes.
All right, let's get a song on here, but why don't we open up the phones?
1-3-3-5-3 or 0484-10-1045.
Might be banned from the TV. I hate it when Kath goes to Netflix because I can't work out how to get back to Foxtel. Crikey. What are you banned
from? Is it you? Is it your partner? Who's banned from what in your house? In our house, I've banned my wife because I showed you that picture of the woolen jumper that she bought that she loved. She put it in the washing machine, not understanding the washing machine actually heats up, which I've now disabled. But I thought that she'd bought a jumper for our daughter, Hallie. It shrunk to maybe a quarter.
It was like a doll.
It's
actually
what about
a cartoon.
Kev on the burner phone has texted us. He said, my wife is banned from reversing the boat trailer. She had a crack over the holidays and took out the carport and side fence.
What do you mean? She just had a crack. She just went out and go, you know what? I'm going to do some reversing today.
Not to mention the damage to the boat, which is all but cactus.
Night before our wedding, my wife, who was pregnant at the time, so she blames baby brain, but she was like 4 weeks pregnant.
That is foggy.
Just drove our car, reversed, straight into the garage door. Didn't put it up.
Why? Because
she's a peanut.
Has she been banned from reversing
her
car?
You know what?
She's been banned from driving. It's like Saudi Arabia in our job.
We should talk about this tomorrow, perhaps, when there's driveway accidents when one member of the family just backs into another member of the family.
Isn't it worse when it's both your vehicles, you're up for the double damage? Yeah,
when you run into your own family.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
1:27 PM yesterday, I got a text message from my husband. OMG.
OMG, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hold on, he wasn't even in Brisbane because he didn't take the kids to school.
No, he didn't. He was in Melbourne. He said, the funniest thing just happened to me.
Uh-oh, I hate it when people say that because all of a sudden it's not that funny. Yeah.
We'll be the judge.
We'll decide when it's funny.
Well, he happened to be in Melbourne, Marto, as you mentioned. He was away. He was down there doing some filming for Supercoach. KFC Supercoach is back, ladies and gentlemen,
is
for the NRL
season. Is that
the
third year he's been the NRL face of Supercoach?
The NRL ambassador because, of course, he was a Supercoach god. If you were a Supercoach fan and you had Corey Parker.
Was he in his underpants 1 year on a bus?
He was the highest point scorer. Like, people loved having him in their Supercoach team.
Oh, right, sorry.
Because he got them all the points. And now he is the Supercoach dweeb. No, I'm kidding.
He's the guru. If anyone doesn't understand their ads, they pinpoint he's the guy who has his super coach and he always loses and he loses bets, doesn't he?
Yes, he
next
loses.
Thing you know, he's on roller skates with a green mankini.
I don't know. You've obviously paid more attention than I have.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, the one I do remember most fondly was him in his underwear and a pair of green undies on a bus. Because he lost the bet or the challenge
coach
or the
super coach with
bet with his mates.
And which is hilarious.
That was what we had to do. Yeah. Anyway, there's a new set of challenges this year and a new set of losses. Anyway, so he's down there doing some filming and he gets into bed last night late. And I said, what was the really funny thing that happened? Because I didn't get a chance to talk to him
not
before.
Not the really
then.
Funny, the funniest thing.
What, OMG,
ever.
The funniest thing just happened to me. Oh, and he starts laughing to himself.
Laughing to himself. So that was a 125. You didn't ask him until 9:30, 10
o'clock
last night.
Well, I was doing groceries and then I had to undo the groceries and then I had an appointment to go to and then I had to race to school pick up and then I picked up all the kids from school.
Has he ever told you something's funny before and it wasn't funny at the end?
Yeah.
I'm getting the impression of the 8-hour delays because you're like Marta and I. This ain't going to be funny.
I don't actually really care.
Exactly.
So he crawls into bed last night and I said, oh, you forgot to tell me. What was the funniest thing that happened? And he starts giggling to himself and then he jumps up out of bed to reenact. What happened? I'm going to take the microphone with me.
At the Supercoach
ad. It's a visual thing, so I need to show you.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Where are you going?
So he gets out of bed and he says, so I'm there and all the crew's there and the Heath, who I don't know who Heath is, but Heath is the AFL version of him for Supercoach.
Former Heath Shaw, former Sydney Swan. Yeah, anyway.
So they're sort of swapping in. They're doing exactly the same scenes, but swapping out. So Corey will and then he goes out and then Heath comes in and Heath does it and then they swap the sets and then Corey does it. Anyway, so there's this one where they warm up. They warm up as if they're about to like take off on a run, like jog off.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yesterday they're like, give us a bit of a pre-run stretch, you know, do the stretching, bend over, he's bending over. And then he throws the leg up one side to stretch out the rump, hammy, whatever.
Glute.
Yeah. And then he throws the leg up over the other side to stretch the other glute.
Yeah.
Hang on, I do that gear over here, mate.
Let's out
if
a
we need fart noises, Dan's got
which one do you want? Do you want that one or this one?
If I know Corey. Tight cheeks, yes.
Now,
that last one, that's him.
Is that the funny bit?
Yeah, he lets out this ripper of a fluff. They just like the whole crew, makeup, wardrobe, roar with laughter, laughing. And he actually is bent over giggling at himself. But he said, it was so embarrassing. It's the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me.
And will they keep that in the ad?
In front of me all the time. Why is that embarrassing? You're not ashamed around here.
But that's right. But when you do it in public amongst strangers, you're embarrassed.
I thought it was hilarious.
Hey, that'll make the ad. He'll probably get a bonus
for that.
That's
what I said. They'll probably, you know, they normally like him doing embarrassing things. And this year they're like, no, it's a bit more straight-laced. We've just got you doing a few things with
and he threw his own gear in there.
mascot, and he's thrown in a ripper of fluff.
For the ATO, does he list that as flatulence bonus? $5,000
See, that's what
the invoice.
They're trying to get kids involved in gambling.
You, paying you more for this to
See,
embarrass
if you want to get
yourself.
Kids involved in gambling, like little young fellas, just start farting.
What is it about men and farts being funny?
They're pretty
funny.
My boys think they're pretty hilarious. They're pretty good.
There are noise come out of the smelliest part of your body. How funny is that?
Get some Triple M breakfast wherever you can. Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M.
Triple M breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Before 7 this morning on the show, actually you can pick it up on our podcast on the Listener app, but before 7 we were having what was virtually economics for idiots, and it was mortgage economics, where we spoke to the Motley Fool's Scotty Phillips.
Yeah.
And he told us some amazing facts. There's a lot of these mortgages that a lot of people went fixed rate in the last 2 years to try to escape the variable rates rising, thinking they were smart. They're expiring this year, and there's stories that house prices are going to go over a cliff when people start getting these bills for $1,500, $2,000 extra a month. It's a thing. It's a story. Does it affect Brisbane? We're not sure whether it's going to affect us because, oh, the Olympics are coming. Oh, there's still people coming from down south. Are we immune? And we decided we better ask an expert in real estate.
Principal at Elders Real Estate, Shayla Park, Nathan Strugwick joins us. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Interest rates are affecting, obviously, property owners and their mortgages. How is this going to affect the real estate market?
Yeah, well, these guys coming off these low fixed rates, it's going to be welcome to the real world like everyone else is on variable rates. They're going to find it tough. It is going to be a bit of a cold shower for them. And I would just look, the market this year has actually started quite buoyant, but we've got an interest rate rise coming in 14 days on the 7th of February. That's the prediction. And so I think it started strong, but I think the key indication for prices in Brisbane, southeast Queensland, is all hinged on these next couple of months with the rates.
We saw a lot of people moving up from interstate buying into Queensland, obviously, Nathan, and then a lot of people that were living in a city moving out to more regional properties. Yep. That became really popular. What's the trend at the moment? What are we looking at for 2023?
Look, these fringe suburbs, like where I sell in Logan and all around, 15 kilometres from the city, people love the fact that they can reduce their mortgages. They can sell up and reduce their mortgages. But the key feature, the key thing for these regional, fringe suburbs is going to be transport infrastructure. They've got to be able to get to the city, or they've got to be able to move around, southeast Queensland quite easily to get to work and get through, places of employment and schools. So I think, you drive down the freeway towards the Gold Coast, now you see the infrastructure coming. So I think that there are some positive signs, but I definitely think the next 3 months, the first Tuesday of every month for the next 3 months is going to be very important for homeowners in the area.
Nathan, can I tell you about a hypothetical man named Dan who's married with two kids who may or may not have moved from the Gold Coast and is living in a tiny shoebox apartment whose lease expires in June, hypothetically, desperate to get out and buy a house. Should he be buying, hypothetically, nowish, or should he maybe wait?
Yeah, really good question. So last year was a tough year for real estate agents and the real estate market. I've seen 10 to 15% come off house prices in the area. Okay. I think we are at the bottom, or we are very close to it. So my advice to Mythical Dan would be this. You've already saved 15%. Don't leave it too long, because the other issue you may have is you walk into the bank, if interest rates keep going, they might say to you soon, well, actually, these rates and you servicing the loans now an issue. We won't lend you as much.
Hypothetically, Nathan, they've already said that.
That's already going on.
Hypothetical Dan can hypothetically borrow a lot less already.
People are losing $100,000, $150,000 off their potential borrowings.
Correct.
So
they are.
Are you feeling that?
Oh, definitely. Look, my other advice to you, I'd look around the room and see if you can put your hat out, see if anyone's got some spare cash around you. But look, unfortunately, that's what it comes down to at this point in time, if you are a first home buyer. It's parents, it's family, it's just people helping you top up that little bit, if it's possible. Colleagues even. Yeah, hey, well, Martha,
I don't know why either of you are looking at me. I got none. I spent it all.
Yeah,
I know that.
Hypothetically, one of my co-hosts is helping out his kid, and hypothetically, the other one spends all of her money on Balenciaga. So hypothetically, Dan is up your creek.
Hey,
thanks,
Strati, that's great, mate. Thank you for the chat.
No problem. Bye.
Hey, mate, we might keep in touch over the next couple of months and weeks as everything unfolds and bend your ear a little bit, mate. We appreciate you.
Sounds great. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Nathan Strudwick there, Principal at Elders Real Estate, Shayla Park on Triple M.
Motto, Margo and Dan, you can listen in the car or wherever you can.
Triple M Breakfast with Motto, Margo and Dan.
Hey, listen, human. When you got a complaint to make about some of your fellow employees at work,
human resources.
Yeah, where do they live? Where's that department?
In the office out here.
So I can go out there and say I've been running into a bit of trouble, and I've never done it in my whole time here at Triple M. I'm running a bit of trouble with
me
one
or
of my
her. What's happened?
Who
are you accusing? Oh, you're not great on radio. But
wiggle
emotion.
Your head at me. I know. Like that.
Not in the head. Towards Margot doesn't work.
What's she done?
Did you see her assault me yesterday? And it's continued. You just went out before.
Yes.
Yesterday, I reckon it took up 20 minutes.
Now, I can
this
be
is
a
I like listening to the music.
I'll come with you, HR. I witnessed this unfold.
I'm not
despicable.
A violent woman. I have never assaulted you.
Well, it's not physical assault.
It was harassment.
It was harassment. That's the one. And she just
you're too
did it
old
again.
For me.
Not
I'm
sexually.
Not saying sexual,
oh, not
harassment.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah. That's what I do to
I break. Don't need to see so much of your children on a screen.
Yeah.
I've got things to do.
Oh,
I've
was
got
so
research.
Proud. We'd spent the weekend out at Gap Creek Moto Park and River rode right. a motorbike for the first time.
Okay.
She was going over jumps.
I'll wear that. And then today you've assaulted me again.
Oh, it's River's birthday
well, it's
today.
Birthday.
Check out. I've just seen River since she was 8 months of age until she's now six.
I'm going
I just watched
through
a whole
finding
6
all the
years
old
of her
videos.
Life. Happy birthday, River. Is it a birthday today, did you say?
It's today.
Okay. I've just seen her whole 6 years of life while you went to the toilet for 4 minutes during the ads, during the traffic. And news, there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with you. Stop it. You can't do that to other people because some of that stuff you had
don't
to be there.
Don't you love
there.
Reminiscing back on things?
Not when they're not my kid.
Oh.
I don't give a stuff.
I don't mind an update every now and then, but the TED talk every morning is becoming tiring.
Mate, that was half an hour of our show yesterday.
That's it.
Every,
you know what it's like, Greg?
When we weren't talking, I was looking at one of your children driving a Honda 50 over a little jump. I looked at
it. Margo, we've made this for you.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You know what it's like,
do
mate?
It again.
When someone says that they saw the fireworks on the weekend and they show you on their phone.
Oh, hey.
I think that's
yeah, exactly.
The fireworks at New Year's
have
are
you
so
seen
good.
This sunset? No.
Oh.
Oh, what about this sunrise?
I love doing a sunset time lapse.
Yeah. Oh. Listen, there are some things
I've
you had to
one.
Be there. Like your kids live, fine, but I don't need to watch them on your phone.
Marto, be thankful she didn't go to Elton John Saturday night because we'd be looking
look
at footage of Elton John 800 metres
well,
away.
I played to the audio from the concert yesterday.
Into the microphone.
You played it off somebody else's media feed. Hey, okay, this is a chance, really. This is a chance. We've had a crack at you. I probably do it in some other ways. I just showed you my son surfing just before.
Yeah, but I follow him on Instagram, so
you've
I actually
seen it.
Have a what is that word I'm looking for? A vague interest in what your kids are up to anyway, because I'm
well,
aren't you
weird.
Proud of them?
Well, I don't follow them
you're
on Instagram
so
and you tell
them.
Me what my children
you
are doing.
Me,
that's odd too.
You tell us all about what Harry's building. He's doing the new ice baths. He's doing resin doors. He's shaping surfboards.
Yeah, but I don't go showing you.
Marto will often bring in an x-ray he's had recently.
Hillary overseas. You showed me her. Yeah, do I whinge and complain about it? No, I love it because I know how proud you are.
Well,
and that's a feeling that I feel too, which is when I hope is reciprocated when I show you my children.
You're annoying him with his own children.
This is bonding. Yeah. We're bonding, Marto.
I don't want to see my children. I just like talking to them occasionally. Don't go showing me your children and then showing me my children as well. All right,
I
listen.
Do actually get, like, because Dan, you know, new dad, his kids are little, and he shows me all the cute stuff they done. And I'm like, yeah, my kids have already done that. Like, and he's so excited about it for the first time. And I don't sit there and go, oh, yeah, my kids have already done that because I'm 5 or 6 years ahead of you. Like, you're another 5 or 6
that's
years
right.
ahead of me.
Yeah.
So I don't do that. I'm like, oh, it's so
I do
cute.
Preface
I
it
that.
With no one cares, but I'm going to show you anyway.
Kids are like dogs.
Yeah.
You
I
only
care.
Love your
you
own.
Show me.
Yeah.
Listen, I just wanted to, 1, 2, 3, 5, 3, I need backup. You had to be there. Is there anyone at work keeps on showing you rubbish? Oh, look at the tree I planted. Oh, shut up.
Okay. Well, look, I can't wait. One of the girls here who works in sales has just come back from maternity leave. Congrats, Megs. She had a little baby. I can't wait to go through her phone reel.
They're all the same.
And look at all the photos of the baby. So cute.
Oh, so
I want to see the birth.
Let's name and shame
show
people
me.
Here, but also why do we name and shame activities that should be banned, a.k.a. fireworks? Mm. They are out.
Sunset,
fireworks are the best.
Not on your phone.
Your children.
A disaster.
If you had a photo with your arm around, a selfie with Elton John, top, show us that.
Yeah.
But all this other nonsense, no.
You can find it on YouTube, really, can't you?
What should be banned?
A photograph of one of those people who acts like a statue in Queen Street Mall. The photo doesn't encapsulate how impressive it is
you
because
had to be there.
Everyone looks like a statue in a photograph.
I had a girlfriend whose daughter made a really high up netball team and I cried for her like, of how proud she must have been. You know that lump in the throat stuff? Like, Rick, our audio producer, I was in with him this morning, and he was telling me about how proud he was of his daughter who graduated from law school. And I was like, oh, you must have been so proud. And I said, I really was.
Marto, can I just point out, if you had proper empathy, you'd understand how annoyed Marto and I get when you do this to us. You'd see that.
Look at this.
And empathise with how irritated we are.
What about when I...
Mother, she's it's proud mothers, but also it's people. Can we go to Kerry? Because this is one of the worst. Kerry from Salisbury, you've got one of the worst, and we need to explain to people to stop doing it.
Food. Really? Who wants to see your spaghetti bolognese that you bought?
Thank you.
Kerry, do you follow me on Instagram, Kerry?
I mean, seriously.
When I share pictures of my food that I make, people ask me for the recipes. I'm helping other people because they're like, I need some great ideas for dinners too for the kids.
How many people ask you for your recipes?
Just one.
You know what? Kerry, you know how we've got a youth crime problem and they're legislating, et cetera. I think we should legislate against people who take photos of their food. Just give a smack of 20 days in jail.
Don't you want to know about what a great dining experience was and if I recommend
Kerry,
you go there?
No, no. Thank you, Kerry. That's not even a proud mother.
Oh. Proud chef.
Proud eater. Are you a proud shower-offerer like I am or are you annoyed by someone who does it?
What should be banned?
It's a good mate of ours. He lives down the road. G'day, Ant, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Hi, Ant.
Palm trees. Holy shit.
What about
them? A few beers, and he is pulling out photos and botanic names of every type of palm under the sun.
Brad, does he take pictures of them looking up into the sky so that the leaves are kind of falling over the camera?
He takes great shots.
Seeds in his hand.
Seeds.
And gets excited. And I'm a gardener and he bores the shit out of me.
Yeah. And he's got arousal about palm trees.
I love a tall boy. I'd love to see some photos of them.
I've got a mate, Brad, who does
That's
doors.
That's a palm tree, isn't it? You know the tall boys? You know the one with the clump of black stuff around the top and then the palms come up out the top, the ferns? What are they, Brad?
You're annoying us.
She's annoying you, isn't she, Brad?
Good night, Anthony, again. Yeah.
Hey, Ant.
Let's talk Foxtel palms, Brad. Hey, thanks, mate.
Foxtel's
I've got a mate who goes around. He's an architect. He's fascinated by doors, especially when he travels. He takes photos of people's front doors.
Robert from Redbank rang through and they haven't put him across. He's the guy showing everyone. You won't put a biased opinion up, will you? It's just going to be everybody that is annoyed
by what we do.
Can you imagine?
People falling asleep at the wheel.
Have a look at this. Hold on, here's Pete from Hollywell. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, what are you sick of people showing you?
Yesterday and today, back to school photos. Like, really?
Oh, Jesus,
Yeah, these ones. Yeah, and they go, oh my God, this just happened. They're starting high school. No shit. You got primary school to high school for 100 years.
But aren't you amused, Pete, to see how much they've grown in the last 12 months,
No, when they show their going first day at school and first day of grade 12, wow.
Yeah. How's funny, you take your first kid to school and you have grandma and papa there for grade one and everyone's there, you can't get a car park. You expect your kid to go there, $20 to get a cab.
Can we give Pete a prize of some sort?
Yeah, well,
a clear-thinking individual who makes a lot of sense.
Lord Alfred Hotel, Brisbane's best store-round venue in the Harley Cake Street. $100 voucher for you, Pete. Thank you. I've just gone to Margot's Instagram. Two pictures in. What have we got there, Greg?
Oh, kids going to school yesterday, Pete. Get out. Look, my kids go to school.
I'm starting high school.
Triple M Breakfast. Marto, Margot and Dan on 104.5 Triple M.
Hey, Margot, I think we even talked about it late last week when the Michael Clark versus...
Carl Stefanovic.
Carl was just standing
He's just a bystander.
And what was her name? Jade Yarbrough.
Do you want to hear it? The actuality of the big blow-up in Noosa?
Yeah, right.
Just a few seconds.
Yeah.
Lots of observations to come out of that, wasn't there? He was shirtless, limping around with some sort of hobble. Mm. He has a tramp stamp on across the back bottom of his back.
There was a lot of things
Roman
took
numerals.
So we would have spoken about it Thursday or Friday on our show, and we suggested Michael Clark was going, he's got a small radio show that 18 people in Sydney listen to, the Big Sports Breakfast. He and Laurie Daly, apparently, it's a very low-key thing. Anyway, so I speculated that, Jesus, their show will be so super on Monday. He'll have so much to talk about. He'll explain his way through it. Because Carl Stefanovic didn't do that on Today's show.
They'll have 19 listeners.
He wanted to talk about it, Carl, because he said, I didn't actually do anything wrong. I've just been caught up in this. My wife's sister bought her boyfriend and caused a bit of a scene, and somehow I've now been involved.
I've got this peanut brother-in-law, don't we all have that?
And the producers said, no, don't talk about it, just no comment, just let it blow over.
Yeah, right.
Sunrise gave it a red-hot crack, but they kind of left Carl graciously out of the equation. It was all about Clark.
I don't know if we all realise, nobody's apologised to poor Noosa. They're the real victim. Noosa is the real victim here.
That's right, they're looking like a pack of bogans. Right now, is that where bogans go to holiday? Noosa, right, eh?
Well, they separated from the Sunshine Coast to distance themselves from the Bogan Mantle. And I can say that I'm from Nambour, but now they've been bloody dragged.
Is that Noosa or is that Southport?
You know who's dragged them down? When the Victorians, when they all came up to holiday in Noosa, it was fine. Now these dirty cockroach New South Welshmen, they come up there, they got no class.
Hey, Carl's a Queenslander, how dare you? You know that every origin
Where
time.
Where is Carl
he is
from?
Not a
Capalaba.
He is from everywhere. He's from Capalaba, he's from Central Queensland, he's from North Queensland, he's from Noosa. Czechoslovakia for all I know. He makes a lot of stuff up. Anyway, what would we have done? Let's just say you went on holidays, Margot, to Noosa, and there was a fight and everything else.
Slapped Corey.
We would have spent most of the show talking about
it. I'm so glad nobody got footage of that, actually. I wouldn't know. I would have explained myself. I would have come out and said, yes, you know, I'm a crazy idiot. And I slapped him. I was angry. It was a reaction to the fact that I just found out the love of my life was cheating on me with his ex-girlfriend, who's his love of the life. Violence is not the answer, and I apologise. Women should not hit men either. And then I just would have been done with it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, we would have done another break
on
it.
No, we would have got Corey on and the other girl, and we would have blown it back up again on air.
That's what you do if you're on radio and something. Same
fires.
Thing. If
have
I got in a stink over at Morton, I'd tell you the whole thing, and I'd get the bloke I punched, and he punched me, and I'd show you the videos, and then we'd have x-rays of our jaws and noses getting broken, and it'd be a great radio show. Not Michael Clark. He missed an opportunity.
What did they do? Did they not talk about it?
They tried to. And an old mate of mine who used to work with Jared Milton, it's on radio with him and Laurie. What did he do? Would you ask about, how did it start? How many drugs did you take at lunch and dinner? How much alcohol did you drink? Like, they're the questions that need answering. What did he ask about?
I want to ask you, honestly, you showed us before that bruise on your hamstring. That is incredible, mate. Mate, you're not going to be able to walk properly for weeks.
No, I'm good to go. I'm ready. Game day. Bring it on.
Wow. Chemistry.
He sounded a bit rusty, didn't he? Was that the Monday after they came back from holidays?
That was how they addressed the Noosa incident.
God, they're a well-oiled machine. Yeah. That was a minute.
Is the bruise on his hamstring as bad as the one on Novak's, do you reckon?
Yeah.